Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. At least 100 miles of Florida's Gulf Coast are under mandatory evacuation orders ahead of Hurricane Ian's arrival. The order affects around 300,000 residents in Hillsborough County, along with a large portion of Pinellas County. Jessica Mazzaro's submember station WUSF has more from Tampa.
People in low-lying areas, mobile and manufactured houses, along with visitors to the area, are being told to evacuate as well. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister says officials are well prepared for a storm, but they need the community to cooperate with their orders.
These plans that we create and that we focus and revolve around are all focused on public safety and the preservation of life. It's our goal not to lose one life during a storm like this, but we need your help.
He says evictions have been suspended for the week to make sure people have a place to stay. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Tampa.
The founder of the far-right Oath Keepers anti-government group and four others are set to go on trial today in Washington, D.C. on charges of seditious conspiracy. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports that they're accused of plotting to use force to prevent Joe Biden from taking office.
The case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and his four alleged co-conspirators is the most consequential prosecution so far in the January 6th Capitol riot investigation. Prosecutors say the defendants recruited, trained, and conspired to use force to try to block the transfer of presidential power to Joe Biden. The alleged plot included stashing guns in Virginia that were to be ferried into Washington, D.C. on January 6th, if necessary. On the day itself, several of the defendants wore tactical gear and marched military style through the mob into the Capitol building. The trial is taking place in federal court just down the street from the Capitol. It opens with jury selection and is expected to last around 5 weeks. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
An analysis by the Congressional Budget Office finds that President Biden's sweeping loan forgiveness plan will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. NPR's Sequoia Carrillo has more on the numbers released on Monday.
The CBO, an independent and nonpartisan federal agency, examined the scope and cost of President Biden's recent student loan move. It finds that wiping out these student loan debts will cost taxpayers about $400 billion. The CBO estimates that the vast majority of current borrowers meet the income criteria for eligibility, and of those borrowers, 65% have received at least one Pell Grant, making them eligible for up to $20,000 in forgiveness. CBO analysts estimate that 90% of income-eligible borrowers will apply for debt cancellation, and almost half will have their entire outstanding debts erased. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Congressional negotiators have reached agreement on a short-term measure to avert a government shutdown by the end of the week. The package includes additional disaster relief, including funding to help Mississippi's capital city make improvements to its aging water system, plus additional aid for Ukraine. It also calls for funding to help American households afford heating costs this winter. The Inter-American Development Bank has voted to remove its president, who is a former top official on the National Security Council. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that the move comes after an ethics investigation found that the official had an intimate relationship with the subordinate.
Mauricio Clavo Caron, who former President Donald Trump nominated in 2020 for a five-year term, is the only American U.S. citizen to have ever served as president of the Development Bank. In a statement, a Treasury official said that, quote, President Clavo Caron's refusal to fully cooperate with the investigation and his creation of a climate of fear and retaliation among staff and borrowing countries has forfeited the confidence of the bank's staff and shareholders. In a letter to the Board of Governors, Clavo Caron listed his achievements as president, saying he had presided over a series of reforms and called the investigation a political attack by entrenched elites seeking to tarnish his reputation. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are also higher, up 1% in Shanghai. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.